Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, November 3rd, 2020. After the death of a 13-year-old boy in Monbiju Park by a knife wound, the police continued their search for the perpetrator yesterday. While exact details about the course of the crime or the motive of the perpetrator are not available yet, the police are looking for an approximately 45-year-old man with a, quote, bald head and grayish full beard. Authorities are asking anyone with any info regarding this man or any other related activity in Mitte's Monbiju Park on late Saturday night or early Sunday morning to contact the police. The public prosecutor's office confirmed that the 13-year-old was fatally injured in an argument early Sunday morning when an unknown man allegedly attacked the child with a knife, also seriously injuring a 22-year-old who is currently being treated in the hospital. Per police statements, the two victims were walking in a group of seven late Saturday evening. Apart from the 22-year-old, the group is said to have consisted of only children and adolescents. Around 10:40 p.m., the group is said to have collided with the currently unknown man at a passageway between James Zeman Park and Monbiju Park and got into an argument. In the scuffle, the perpetrator is said to have pulled a knife and attacked the 13-year-old and the 22-year-old and then fled. And despite attempts at resuscitation, the boy lost his life while still in the park. At the beginning of the partial lockdown, the federal police increased their patrols yesterday morning at transfer stations in Berlin and Potsdam. The federal police announced on Twitter that this is intended to monitor compliance with the current corona protection regulations. As we reported last week, public life throughout all of Germany will be partially shut down for 4 weeks. Far-reaching restrictions for citizens, gastronomy, culture and sports went into effect yesterday, including the closure of restaurants, theaters, operas, museums, concert halls, fitness studios, leisure and sports facilities. Citizens must comply with strict contact restrictions, which are also reminiscent of the initial phase of the pandemic. In public as well as indoors, only persons from one's own household and two other people from different households or members of two households with a maximum of 10 are allowed to gather. Children under 12 years of age, however, are excluded from this rule. The new measures are causing a lot of discussion in Berlin's state politics. The CDU supports the new restrictions. On the other hand, the FDP is demanding that the planned closures be reversed under strict hygiene conditions. Burkhard Dregger, chairman of the Berlin CDU, remarked to RBB Inforadio yesterday that he believes the measures are justifiable in view of the current situation. He is annoyed, however, that the measures are still being implemented so indiscriminately 9 months after the beginning of the pandemic, adding that the knowledge of where infections arise is still very imprecise, even after 9 months, and criticized the Senate for failing to equip the health authorities in such a way that chains of infection can be traced. The FDP in the Berlin House of Representatives, on the other hand, is demanding the closures be reversed under strict hygiene conditions. FDP leader Sebastian Zaya warned on InfoRadio that entire industries are now in danger of suffocating and added that a much more differentiated approach should have been taken as to which businesses should close. He believes that cultural institutions, gastronomy, and hotels had applied excellent hygiene concepts in the past months, and because of the new lockdown, are now on the verge of closure. The basis for the rules is a decision made last Wednesday by the German states and Chancellor Merkel, triggered by the sharp rise in the number of infected persons, especially the situation at hospitals and many intensive care units, where the number of corona patients was many times higher last week than after the beginning of October. The new week started with inconvenience for many Berliners, not only because of the partial lockdown, but also after extensive track renewal work was carried out on the Ringbahn, or S41, S42, in the summer, the remaining work started early yesterday morning. For passengers, this means track closures and replacement services. According to the Traffic Information Center, the work is being carried out in two construction phases. The first stage began yesterday at 4 a.m. and will continue until 10 p.m. November 6th. During this period, the following sections will be closed: Baumschulenweg, Kölnische Heide, Neukölln, or the S45, S46, S47, and Hermannstrasse Tempelhof, or the S41, S42, S45, and S46. And passengers on the route Baumschulenweg, Neukölln, Hermannstrasse are recommended to bypass the section via Treptower Park with the lines S45, 46, 8, 85, 9, as well as S41 and S42. The second construction phase will run from 10 p.m. on November 6th to 1:30 a.m. on November 9th, when these sections will be closed: Treptower Park, Sonnenallee, Neukölln, Hermannstrasse Tempelhof, or the S41, S42, and Baumschulenweg, Kölnische Heide, Neukölln, Hermannstrasse Tempelhof, S45, 46, and 47. For the extensive bypass of the construction site, passengers from the eastern part of the site, from Ostkreuz in particular, are recommended to take S-Bahn lines 3, 5, or 7 via the Stadtbahn, as well as S-Bahn lines 1, 2, 25, or 26 of the north-south S-Bahn with a change at Friedrichstrasse. U-Bahn lines 6, 7, or 8 are also recommended for traveling directly to or between Neukölln, Hermannstrasse, and Tempelhof stations. For a list of these closures and detours, please follow the link in our show notes. The spokesman for the Justice Administration, Sebastian Brooks, told the German press agency that for the second time in Berlin, the corona crisis has suspended the start of imprisonment for people who should be imprisoned because of unpaid fines. This penalty is imposed when people have been sentenced to a fine, but they are not willing or able to pay it. The imprisonment can be averted at any time, however, when the fine is paid. So from today until January 4th of 2021, no Ersatzfreiheitsstrafe will be newly admitted. However, the sentence will not be waived, it will be postponed. According to the spokesman, these offenders on average remain in prison for 30 days. The intention of the postponement is to avoid a high turnover of prisoners that might lead to the introduction of the coronavirus. Per the Justice Administration, 259 persons are currently serving such a sentence in Berlin and are now being released one by one. At the beginning of the pandemic, the judicial administration of Senator Dirk Behrendt had decided to take this step for the first time in mid-March and suspended the start of imprisonment for Ersatzfreiheitsstrafe for 4 months. Additionally, in March, there was also a postponement for convicted offenders with shorter prison sentences of under 3 years, who did not have to start serving their sentences until mid-July. As a result, at the beginning of April, the number of Berlin prisoners had fallen to a historic low of 3,339. Per the Justice Administration spokesperson, there are currently about 3,380 people in Berlin's prisons, including 8 prisoners who tested positive for the virus, currently in quarantine. And lastly, thank you to Sana, Anthony, and Adi for your recent generosity. Please visit our website at Berlin Briefing for more info about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.